Principal Corey Stringer says he was just trying to get Rick Andrews to go back to school. The 19-year-old dropped out about a year ago. Stringer says he wasn't sure why he stopped going to classes. Andrews was quiet and respectful when Stringer met with him, but he could also have a temper. And then, the night before the stabbings, Stringer received a call about a disturbance at the school, and it involved Andrews.
I got there, I could hear screaming when I ran around the corner. There was Rick pulling on his girlfriend. It looked like he was about ready to hit her. And I got over there and got in between them, and we got her home and away from him.
Andrew's girlfriend is 15, and she's one of Stringer's students. Stringer suspects Andrews blames him for getting between them. The next day, at around 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, a parent ran into Kotlik School.
She came back in and said there was some guy going crazy down the boardwalk and was coming this way, and she could hear him say she was going to come and stab me.
According to an affidavit filed by Alaska State Trooper William Connors, Rick Andrews was armed with an 8-inch butcher knife. Principal Stringer says he saw Andrew approaching and told the custodian to lock the front doors. He called the state troopers and put the school on lockdown. Teachers herded the high schoolers into the school gym. The students played basketball and tried to figure out what was going on. Stringer says he tried to stay near the windows to draw Andrew's focus away from everyone else.
Well, the first time he saw me, he pointed the knife at me and said he was going to kill me. So, I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It was about 30 minutes before someone came up to try to stop him.
Those two people were Andrew's sister and another community member, Frank Aparzik. They confronted Andrews as he was trying to push his way through the school's back doors. In his affidavit, State Trooper Connors writes that they tried to convince Andrews to drop the knife. When that didn't work, they tried to knock it out of his hands. Andrews stabbed Aparzik in the chest and his sister in the stomach. His sister wrestled the knife away from him after he stabbed her and threw it into a nearby pond. Andrews fled the school but was caught by several local men who handcuffed him and locked him in a holding cell until the state troopers arrived. Stringer described them as a sort of unofficial law enforcement. While Kotlik has village police officers, he calls the village very underpoliced. Upon the state troopers' arrival, Andrew's sister and Aparzik were medevaced to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel. Stringer says he isn't sure why any of this happened. Troopers say they don't think alcohol was involved. But Andrews was struggling. His Facebook page is riddled with posts about anxiety and depression, and Stringer says Kotlik didn't have the resources to help him, or when he became violent, to stop him.
They need to do help to get people trained for police force. I mean, we can't keep up. They need to get some help up to the villages. The kids suffer the most from it.
Rick Andrews is charged with 3 counts of assault, and his next hearing is scheduled for May 22nd. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.